to Isaiah
chapter 7.
请打开我们的圣经到以赛亚书第七章。
One of the reasons we sing before we even start a meeting is to be able to open our hearts before the Lord.
我们之所以在我们聚会以前我们唱歌，乃是愿意我们的心能够向着主是敞开的。
Normally, even among us Christians, our hearts are often very cold and closed.
一般而言，即使在基督徒们当中，我们的心常常也是刚硬，也是冰冷的。
Do not feel guilty or condemned because of this.
你不会觉得里面有定罪的感觉。
We are a fallen people.
我们乃是堕落的族类。
And naturally speaking, even when we know much about this wondrous salvation, there's this tendency to be cold and closed to the things of the Lord.
在我们天然人的里面，虽然我们知道许多关于主的事情，但是我们的心常常还是冰冷的。
And one of the reasons the Lord admonishes us to gather is to encourage us to break up that hard heart.
主之所以召聚我们在一起，就是为了要来破碎我们这刚硬冰冷的心。
There are times when we come into the Lord's presence that we can see long distances.
当我们来到主的面前，我们能够看得比较远。
Things are very clear.
我们能够看得比较清楚。
A song like this makes so much sense.
这样的诗歌对我们来讲是那样的有意义。
The next time it's just a blur. It's even dark.
下一次我们就变得模糊，也变得黑暗。
When it comes to spiritual things, brothers and sisters, we need much grace.
当我们来到属灵事情的面前，我们实在就需要恩典。
And it's through humbling ourselves that the Lord is able to come in.
唯有借着谦卑我们自己，主才能够进到我们里面来。
It's seeing our wretched, poor, emptiness that allows them that spark, the Lord to quicken.
在我们那个贫穷软弱的里面，需要主来来帮助我们。
In Isaiah 7, verse 14, we read,
在以赛亚书第七章第十四节，
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel.God with us.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给她起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
And in Galatians,
加拉太书，
Galatians 4 verse 4,
加拉太书四章四节，
Seven hundred years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah spoke of the Lord's coming.
在基督诞生以前七百年，以赛亚先知以赛亚做了那个预言。
And then Paul says in Galatians 4:4, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law.In order that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
加拉太书四章四节，保罗告诉我们，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And then God'sJohn's Gospel, Chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John, Chapter 1, Verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
In Daniel 10, we see a description of the Lord's face.
在但以理书第十章，我们看见对于主面孔的描述。
Daniel saw a vision, and he saw the Lord's face, and it was as his countenance was like lightning.
当他看见主的面孔他就看见这个异象，他看见主的面孔就像是闪电一样。
Much of the Lord's revealing to us comes just that way, like lightning.
很多时候主向我们显现就是像那样子，就像是一个闪电。
I'm sure many of you have sat down and said, well, I'm going to read the Bible for 15 minutes. And at the end of the 15 minutes, you don't know one thing that you've read.
有些时候我们坐下来读圣经读15分钟，经过15分钟之后呢，我们对于我们所读的一点都不明白。
But there is another time when we least expect it. Often when we're in a humble state, there's that flash. We see something, and it's very clear.
但有些时候，当我们在是谦卑的时候，神的话语就像是光一样，闪电那样子临到我们。
One of my favorite things to do.
我喜欢做的一件事。
Is when there is a lightning storm, is to open the garage door, get out a chair, and sit there and watch it.
就当在暴风闪电的时候呢，我打开我车库的门，拿一张椅子坐在那里来欣赏。
You cannot be reading a book while you're watching a lightning storm.
你当你还在看这个闪电风暴的时候，你不可能来看书。
Why?
为什么？
Because you have just a second.
因为你只有一瞬间的光。
And in that second, there is voltage unbelievable to light up a whole city.
在那个瞬间当中，那个很大的能量可以叫整个城市都明亮。
From that spark, millions of acres of forest land are often destroyed.
在那个火花里面，就可能叫许多英亩的地就毁掉了。
The Lord's glances, His face upon it is like a lightning.
主显现他的面光就像是闪电那样。
And it's only when we're intent, only when we're gazing, do we see it.
只有当我们注视的时候，我们才能够看见。
When we're around the Lord's table, it can be just when a person prays and something is said, and we see something of the Lord.
当我们在主的饼杯的时候，可能就是某一位的祷告，就突然间就让我们看见了主的面孔。
It can be a song and just one phrase, just as I am, as we sang this morning. There are several phrases there that can be just like lightning strikes.
可能我们唱了诗歌里面的一句比如说我是就让我们看见了神的光。
That's the Lord just to shine His countenance.Upon us this morning.
愿主的光今天来照在我们的里面。
Father, this morning we're thankful that it is your will to reveal your son to us.
父啊，我们感谢你，乃是你的旨意，愿意启示你的儿子给我们。
And we pray, Lord, again for mercy and grace that we might see you.
我们祷告，仰望你的恩典和怜悯好叫我们能够看见你。
By the Holy Spirit, quicken our spirit and our enliven our soul, still our body, that we might be able, Lord, to concentrate.
借着圣灵，叫我们的身心灵真是能够专注在你的里面。
Looking away to Jesus.
我们来仰望我们的主耶稣。
He is the only answer to this day.
他是我们一切的答案。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We read in Galatians that in the fullness of time, Jesus would come.
我们读到加拉太书四章四节那里，时候满足的时候，主耶稣就来了。
If we were to diagram or illustrate this fullness of time, it would be like a big funnel.
如果我们要来啊、用一个图画来表示这件事情，就好像是一个漏斗。
And all of history from Adam and Eve are in this funnel, and it comes down to a point in history called the birth of Christ.
整个历史从亚当夏娃一直发展到一个啊、那个中心点，就是基督耶稣的降生。
All the nations are in this funnel.
所有的啊、国家民族就是都在这个漏斗的这个历史里
面。All the billions of people that have been born are in this funnel of history.
数十亿的啊、人类都是在这个历史的漏斗里头。
But the focus, the center of this whole entire history is one time, the birth, the coming, the death, the resurrection of Christ, his life here on earth.
整个历史的中心和焦点都是在这件事情，就是主耶稣的降世，他的受死，他的复活升天。
In Oriental history, we have the Persian and the Babylonian, the Chaldean empires.
在东方的历史里面，有波斯、巴比伦、加勒底的民族。
These were empires that were famous for their luxury and their grandeur.
这些帝国呢，他们是非常的奢华，非常的成功。
And there was a negative influence in their being here on this earth.
他们对于整个历史的发展，他们有他负面的
I should say there were negative lessons to be learned.
他有一些负面的历史的教训让我们
学习。From these empires, we learned that luxury and this opulence did not save and satisfy man.
从这些帝国的奢华，我们能够看见这些一切的荣华不能够满足人。需要。
But this Babylonian and Persian empires had a positive influence.
但这些波斯帝国、巴比伦帝国，他们也有他们正面的影响。
They provided the agencies for world religion.
他们乃是成为一个工具，成为这个世界当中的宗教。
God's plan, which at that time was Judaism, was very restricted.
在当时的犹太教是非常的严谨。
And through the capture and the enlargement of these countries, Judaism went out, this world religion.
因着他们被掳，他们整个这个犹太教的这个宗教就分散到其他各地去。
That's the Eastern power, part of this huge history.
那是东方的历史，也是这个历史漏斗的一部分。
But then there was a middle power called the Hellenistic or the Greek Empire.
而这里也有希腊帝国的势力。
And the Greeks provided for us a human culture second to none.
希腊实在是带给我们那个人类文化的一个高峰。
The likes of Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato.
亚里士多德、比拉多等人。
Where man could read.
柏拉图。
Where man reasoned.
我们人会来推理。
And through his reasoning, he felt that he could come into really peace and satisfaction. Purpose.
想要借着推理想要达到那个平安那个一个目的。
But there was great limitation in that.
但那其中也有许多的限制。
But in a negative way, it proves something that human culture, civilization is not the answer.
就负面来讲，我们也看见一件事情，就人类的文化也不能叫人找到那个答案。
But what was the positive influence of this huge middle power?
那整个这个巨大势力的这个它的正面的意义是什么呢？
The Greek language.
就是希腊的语言。
The perfect language. If there was any language that was, this is kind of hard for maybe the Chinese.
这希腊的语言是非常完美的一种语言。
But there is one language that's superior to even the Chinese.
有一种语言呢，甚至于比中文还要更优秀。
And that's the Greek language.
就是希腊文。
For example, in English, we say love.
比如说在英文里面有一个字叫爱。
In the Greek language, there are a number of ways that they say the word love, depending on what you want to communicate.
在希腊文里面有许多的字是讲到这个爱啊，看你要怎么样子来沟通。
That word eros for erotic love, lustful love.
可能是一种啊情欲的爱。
Phileo, where we get the name Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
有一种是啊弟兄相爱的爱。
That's a great love. It's great affection for one another.
那是伟大的爱，是彼此之间的那个啊相爱。
But then the Greeks had that word agapao.
啊，希腊文另外还有一个爱的字。
Which was God's love?
乃是神的爱。
A deeper love.
是更深的爱。
A love that none of us have naturally.
是我们天然里面所没有的。
And God has given us that love.
但神要把这个爱给。
And the Greeks were able to provide a language that allowed us to comprehend God and His Son and His purpose.
啊，希腊文它这个语言本身就让我们能够有这样的一个机会，能够来啊经历来认识神啊，还有他儿子的爱。
And then, also in this huge funnel is this Western power called Rome.
在这样的一个巨大的漏斗里面，我们也看见另外一个巨啊庞大的势力，就是罗马帝国。
And what did Rome provide?
啊，罗马帝国提供我们什么呢？
Well, on the negative side, they showed us that the sovereign will of man could not satisfy, could not save us.
就负面来看呢，看见人类的富足也不能叫我们满足。
This great ability to colonize did not save and satisfy.
还有伟大能够征服的力量也不能叫人。
The Romans had a great system of law.
啊，罗马帝国也有伟大的系统。
Much of our legal system is based on Roman law.
我们今天的很多的法律制度都是根据罗马的法律。
It was a great system.
它是非常啊好的。
But it did not satisfy.
但是它并不能啊。
It saved no one.
并不能满足，也不能
拯救。Even though for a 1,000-year span in this tunnel, and even or in this huge funnel. And even after this funnel, we see the Romans.
经过数千年，无论是在漏斗这个中心点的上面，或者之后，我们看见罗马啊，都有。
But what did on a positive side the Romans provide?
啊，他们正面能够给我带给我们什么呢？
How did Paul get around?
啊，保罗是怎么样的？
How did Peter get around? How did these people move it? They almost moved faster than we move.
啊，保罗彼得他们怎么能够啊，在当时能够在各处行走呢？
In a very short time, Paul took these four major journeys.
在很短的时间里面，保罗能够有四次啊宣教的旅行。
Roads.
那是道路。
Sounds like not a very important thing, but it was a very important thing.
啊，听起来好像不是很重要，但是它却是一个非常重要的一
件事。So we have this verse in the fullness of time.
那我们看见。啊，这句话就时候满足的。
All history comes into this.
啊，整个历史就来到这个中心点。
No nation has been out here independent of what God had in mind.
没有任何一个国家是能够在这个历史当中是独立出来的。
It's just exactly the same in, for example, in Jacob's life. God was always there. He was always working in Jacob's life.
比如说在雅各的一生当中，神一直在他的一生当中做工。
Jacob thought that all these things that were happening were very negative to him.
啊，雅各以为这些事情对他来讲都是非常负面的。
But Jacob, God was bringing Jacob into this divine focal point.
啊，神乃是也带领雅各，也朝着这个啊焦点的这个中心。
And everything in your life today is being brought in to one focal central area.
在你一生的所有的事情也都是根据这一个中心焦点。
Whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not, God is pressing us.
无论我们知道或是我们喜不喜欢，神都是朝这个方向来带领。
And it explains many of the things that are happening in our life each day.
所以就很多很多的事情在我们生活当中发生。
There's purpose behind it.
它背后乃是有
它的旨意。There's meaning behind it.
有它的意义。
There is love behind it.
有他的爱。
And since we're all like Jacob, we kick against it.
我们都很像雅各。
We resist them.
我们就拒绝，我们就排斥。
It takes a long time to learn to give thanks in all things.
需要很长的时间，我们才能够学会在凡事谢恩。
But here at this bottom of this funnel, we have this focal point. We have this unique prophecy regarding the Lord Jesus.
这个漏斗的中心焦点，那我们看见一件事，就是主耶稣的 预言。
We can go all the way back to Genesis and we start to see prophecies, predictions saying that Jesus was going to come.
我们可以回到创世纪里头，可以看见关于主耶稣要降世的预言。
There can be indirect things. For example, when God came down and killed an animal and clothed Adam and Eve.
它可以是一个间接的一个预言，比如说神把牲畜给杀了，用那个皮呢来披戴亚当和夏娃。
Right there was an indirect prediction.
在那里就有一个间接的启示。
And many indirect predictions that Jesus was going to come.
有许许多多间接的预言启示，说主耶稣要来。
The whole sacrificial system in the Old Testament was a picture.
整个献祭的事情都是一个图画，就是主耶稣。
There are many things in the Old Testament that predict of Jesus' coming.
有很多的事物，在旧约的很多的事物也是在那里预言主耶稣的来临。
Remember the manna?
记得玛拿吗？
Picture of Christ.
是基督的一个图画。
When Moses smote the rock, Jesus would be the rock that was also to be smitten.
当摩西击打磐石的时候，主耶稣就是那个被击打的磐石。
The tabernacle and all the furniture, an indirect picture, prediction of the prophecy of Jesus coming.
还有会幕和会幕中一切的器具都是预表主耶稣。
The temple and all the material in it, predicted of this birth.
还有圣殿和其中一切的物件也都是预言这个诞生。
And we just sang this morning, commune with me around the ark and the mercy seat.
我们早晨所唱的歌与主相交，也是让我们看见在基路伯的腋下能够与主相交。
And thank the Lord for that mercy seat.
感谢神给我们有那样的怜悯。
We are smiling today because of that mercy seat.
我们之所以能够欢笑乃是因为神的怜悯。
We have hope today because of that mercy seat.
我们有盼望也是因为那施恩座。
There were also many persons that were indirectly, that indirectly showed us that the Lord was coming.
有许多的人物也是在那里间接的预言主的再来，主的来临。
Melchizedek was a type of Christ.
麦基洗德他也是基督的预表。
And so was Moses.
摩西也是。
Aaron.
亚伦。
Isaac, Joseph.
以撒。
David, and of course Solomon.
约瑟。大卫所罗门。
Again, people who were a type of the coming of the Lord.
他们都是主要来到世上的一个图画。
And then there were many direct prophecies, predictions of the coming of the Lord.
有许多关于主来到世上的一个直接的一个预表。
The Old Testament says he was to be born of a woman.
他讲到说他是女人的后裔。
The seed of a woman.
他是女人的后裔。
Born of a virgin.
他是童女而生。
Born in the line of Abraham.
他乃是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Born of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派。
Born of the house of David.
他是大卫家。
That he would be called Ishmael.
他会
excuse me, Emmanuel.
他会称为以马内利。
Thank you for stopping. You saved me. I was wondering why you were hesitating. He would be worshipped by Gentiles. Remember the Magi?
外邦人也要敬拜他。
He called out of Egypt.
他从埃及被召。
He would have a forerunner. And who was that forerunner? John the Baptist.
他会有个先锋，乃是施洗约翰。
He would be anointed by the Spirit.
他乃是会受圣灵的恩膏。
That he would come on a saving mission.
他乃是来为要拯救。
He'd be a worker of miracles.
他乃是施行神迹。
He would be a man of sorrows.
他乃是是个忧患之子。
Rejected of men.
他被人所弃绝。
He would be deserted. Be deserted, left behind.
他会被人家被人
He would be scourged and spat upon.
他会被鞭打。
He'd be given vinegar to drink.
他会有醋给他喝。
So we sang this morning, pierced hands.
他的手乃是被穿刺。
He would be forsaken by God.
他会被神所掩面不看。
Surrounded by enemies.
他会被仇敌环绕。
He would be numbered by transgressors, hung between thieves on the cross.
他会被与罪犯同列。
He would agonize with thirst.
他会口渴。
He would commend his spirit to God.
他会将他的灵魂交在神的手里。
His garments to be distributed.
他的衣袍会被撕裂。
No bone of his body was to be broken.
一根骨头都不会断。
He was to be buried with the rich.
他会与财主同葬。
He was to rise from the dead without seeing corruption of his body.
他会从死里复活，他的身体一点都没有罪恶或是朽坏。
No decay.
不朽坏。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great promise.
这是何等的应许。
Our body will go into the ground, but we are going to be face to face with the Lord.
我们的身体虽然会埋到土里面，但是我们与主会面对
面。Death is like stepping from one room to another.
死就好像只是我们从一个房间到另外一个房间。
It says in the Old Testament, Jesus ascended to glory.
在旧约告诉我们，主耶稣乃是荣耀的中心。
He was called the eternal Son.
他是永恒之子。
He was incarnate by birth.
他乃是道成肉身。
It's predicted he'd be called the suffering servant.
他乃是会一个受苦的仆人。
He would be the rejected stone.
他会被是匠人所弃的房角石。
The morning star.
他是晨星之子。
Any of you up early enough to see the morning star?
你们早上有很早起来看到晨星吗？
You have to look just.Before the sun comes up in that direction towards the east.
就是太阳出来以前，在那个东方的那个方向。
I happen to walk about that time in the morning.
我那个时间我会在走散步。
It's so encouraging.
非常的激励我。
We don't know what the day is going to bring.
我们不晓得今天会发生什么事。
No one does.
没有人知道。
When you're getting up in the morning, in fact, often there's dread in your heart.
当我们早晨起来的时候。我们里面好像有一些负担。
But the morning star even comes up before the sun. It's a warning.
那晨星乃是在太阳出来以前，它就出来了。
It's an encouragement.
它是我们的鼓励。
It's telling us that the sun will shine.
它乃是告诉我们太阳就要出来了。
That there is purpose behind everything.
每一件事的背后都有一个目的。
That there is Christ.
乃是基督在背后。
The morning star,
晨星
predicted way in the Old Testament.
在旧约很久以前就已经预言。
The Old Testament is called the greatest prophet.
旧约也告诉我们他是最伟大的。
A greater priest
先知
than Aaron and Melchizedek.
他是比亚伦和麦基洗德更伟大的祭司。
That he would be seated at God's right hand.
他会坐在神宝座的右边。
The priest king.
他乃是祭司君王
，the ruler of the heathen。
他是百姓的治理者。
Don't look at me, brother. I don't have the answer.
外邦人的治理者。I don't even know.
The prince of peace.
他是
the king, his kingdom everlasting.
他是平安之子，他的国。被永远长存。
And many times the prophets speak of the branch.
在很多的时候先知们也预言到那个枝子。
For hundreds of years, even thousands of years, this whole list of names and predictions, indirect and direct, have been made.
在数百年甚至数千年的当中，我们看见直接间接的有许许多多的名，还有这些事物都来预言主耶稣。
People who are given to thought, though they might resist any thought of God, they cannot comprehend or explain this.
就算世人他不能认识神，也他们也要来不能解释这一切的这个事情。
It's one of the things that made the finding of Dead Sea Scrolls so unique and interesting and helpful.
对于所发现的死海古卷，也看我们发现其中非常有兴趣，非常帮助我们的。
When you find those scrolls and hear years before Christ ever came, it was written about his suffering in Isaiah 53.
当我们从这些古卷里面，我们看见在基督降生以前很久就看见以赛亚所做的预言。
How do you explain that?
你怎么样能够解释这件事呢？
When minute details like Micah 5:2, it says this Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
在以加书让我们看见基督乃是会在伯利恒降生。
The uniqueness of his prophecy.
这个独特性关于这预言的独特性。
It's an amazing thing.
是令我们非常惊讶的。
It's something to just even ponder.
是实在是我们没有办法能够测度的。
And then of course we have the uniqueness of his birth.
那我们看见他降生的独特性。
The Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon Mary.
圣经告诉我们乃是圣灵降到玛利亚身上。
The power of the Most High overshadowed her.
是至高者的能力覆庇应她。
There's never been a pregnancy like this.
从来没有一个怀孕是这样子。
No sin passed in this conception.
完全没有罪传递。
Heavenly life from above was given to Mary.
乃属天的生命临到玛利亚。
This was not a miracle like Isaac's birth or John the Baptist.
这样的神迹呢，不是像以撒或是施洗约翰。
God came and acted and performed a miracle in these two couples who are not able to have children.
神降临，让这些原本不能够生育的，他们能够有孩子。
This was a work of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵的一个工作。
It was not an immaculate conception.
它不是一个在观念上的一个神迹。
And I want to underline that because there's much confusion in Christianity regarding this conception.
在基督教的想法里头有一个不正确的观念。
Mary's parents were sinners.
玛利亚的父母他们都是罪人。
And Mary was born in sin. She was sinful just like us.
玛利亚就和我们一样，她都在罪中而生，她也是像我们一样都是罪人。
But God found a way in the Holy Spirit to, as it were, come upon her and she conceived.
神借着圣灵来覆庇她，叫她从圣灵受孕。
There is a lesson here. It's much the way we are born again.
这样这个功课就让我们看见我们的重生。
There has never been flesh or blood having to do with anything when it comes to being born from above.
没有任何的血肉之躯是在我们重生的事上有任何的关系。
We share the gospel.
我们传福音。
We can be a testimony.
我们可以做见证。
We can use logic. We can use reasoning.
我们可以用逻辑，我们用推理。
But any of you who have shared the gospel with very many people know that it's only God that does the work.
我们如果传福音，我们都知道只有神能够成就这样的工作。
That's why prayer is the most important thing when it comes to evangelism.
这是为什么当我们在做宣教的事工上 祷告是非常重要的。
If you have parents this morning, if you have brothers and sisters, if you have children that have not been born of from above, there is help.
如果在我们当中，你的亲人还没有从上头重生的话，
there is something
你是有盼望的。
That we can all do.
有一件事情是我们可以做的。
And then is ask the Lord for mercy.
就是来求告主的怜悯。
Reveal His countenance, one of those lightning strikes, to that particular person.
就求他来像这样的一个还不认识主的人，来有一个闪电般的一个启示。
Humble that person. Humble that person that we might be praying for.
与那个人一起谦卑。
So that the Lord can break through.
所以主能够在他身上来做这个工作。
It's all His work.
完全都是他的工作。
Mary had nothing to do with this.
玛利亚在这上面她一点都没有。
In fact, when we read the account, we see that it caught her completely off guard. It caught her off guard. She was unaware.
哦，玛利亚她完全都是不晓得这样的事情要发生的。
Unique prophecy, unique conception, unique birth.
这是预言的独特性，还有它降生的独特性。
Poor parents,
就 poor
parents,
可怜的父母。
Poor setting, Bethlehem,
这是一个非常微小的一个城市。
A place where there was no room,
那里没有房间可以让他们居住。
Many interesting contrasts regarding this birth,
有许多这个关于这个耶稣降生这件事情，有许多相反的那个想法。
In one sense, you have this poorness, absolute poverty on one hand, and you have magi coming, traveling for a year to worship.
一方面在就是耶稣的父母呢，他们是贫穷的；一方面我们看见有博士从远方。旅游来这边旅行来这里要敬拜主耶稣。
Here is the God of the universe becoming man, born into man. There's not an announcement. There's not a town crier.
宇宙的主宰他降世。
And yet on the other hand, out here in the field, shepherds are watching an army of angels proclaim this birth.
他们在旷野里看见这些牧羊人，他们能够看见天使在那里唱歌，来宣告这个荣耀的降生。
What a unique birth.
这是何等独特的一个降生。
It appears that there wasn't even a midwife.
他甚至于没有接生婆。
For the Bible says Mary took the baby, wrapped it in swaddling clothes, and laid it in a manger.
圣经告诉我们乃是玛利亚用布把它包起来放在马槽里。
The strange, unique ways of the Lord.
这是关于主非常独特的一件事情。
The people that were made aware of this birth.
有一些人他们可能知道。
There were animals.
有动物。
There were shepherds.
有牧羊人。
There was Anna and Simeon.
有亚拿和西面。
Probably not very many people knew Anna.
所以可能很多大家可能不熟悉。
She really wasn't what you call a socialite. She wasn't socially popular.
亚拿她不是在一个非常公开的一个场合里面大家所知道的。
And yet, these are the ones that flash of lightning were given to.
但是有一个像闪电这样的光临到她。
But as I was thinking of this whole subject, of this uniqueness of this prophecy and conception and birth, this unique person of the universe,
当我在思想关于这个独特的这个降生这个预言的时候，
the question that has been mulling around in my mind this week is one thing, why Mary?
我这一周我一直在思想的就是为什么是玛利亚？
Why this poor girl?
为什么这样一个卑微的女子？
why this girl that was from the country would be chosen.
为什么这样一个在偏僻的小地方的一个女子，她能够蒙拣选
？This girl that would have a rather country, provincial, Patois dialect, not able to speak in a refined way.
这个女子她也不是一个非常特殊或者杰出的一个女子。
Someone who was from Nazareth.
她乃是从拿撒勒出来。
On the surface, everything that we see in this woman is a negative.
从表面来看，这个女人她都是没有什么特别好的。
As our brother Lawrence mentioned, this was the greatest event ever to happen to mankind.
我们劳伦斯弟兄告诉我们，这一件事情是在人类历史当中最伟大的事。
Man in this historical event, without this focus, was on a course headed to nowhere.
人类历史若是没有这个中心的焦点，人历史所发展的去处是没有。
A course of self-destruction.
它是完全是要毁灭的。
There was no help for man.
是没有盼望的。
And yet God sovereignly intervened.
但是神的主权介入。
And his vehicle, the vessel, was Mary.
但他所用的一个器皿竟然是玛利亚。
There's probably a million ways God could have brought this event to being.
或许神有许许多的方法，他可以来成就这样的一件事。
But there was one special person.
但是却有一位非常特殊的人。
And we want to look in closing to Luke chapter 1.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
To answer this question, why Mary?
我们要来回答这个问题，为什么是玛利亚？
This helps us, I think, to apply this whole Advent to us.
这个能够帮助我们把这样的一件事件也能够应用在我们身上。
If we can just get a glimpse of why God chose Mary, it might help us to be a place where God can birth His Son in us.
如果我们能够稍微看见玛利亚是为什么蒙了这样的恩典，我们也能够看见我们怎么样子能够让神也能够住在我们里面。
He can grow us up in His Son, change us into His image.
他可以就改变我们成为他 儿子荣耀的形象。
It is so different than man's thought and man's thinking that takes revelation.
在 与我们的想法非常 不相同，需要有启示。
In the 26th verse we read,
第26节
of Luke 1,
路加福音第一章26节。
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth.To a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拉撒勒，到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
And the first thing that we see that Mary was morally righteous.
我们第一件看见的一件事就是玛利亚她在道德上面她是好的。
But this was not of her own making.
这不是我们自己所做出来的。
This came from a life of obedience.
这乃是借着顺服。
Mary had a great understanding of the word of God.
玛利亚对神的话语她非常的了解。
And through her submission to the word, she found herself in this virgin state.
接着她顺服主的话语，她到这个时候呢，她还是一位童女。
Engaged but a virgin.
她虽然许配给人，但是她还是童女。
And in verse 28, it says she's the favored one.
第二十八节告诉我们，她是蒙大恩的女子。
It's all grace.
都是恩典。
God found favor in her.
神 叫恩典临到他。
But first of all, God bestowed favor on her.
第一件事乃是神的恩典临到他。
Anything, brothers and sisters, that we are today, it's all grace.
今天我们所能有的都是恩典。
We're absolutely no better than anyone else.
我们实在是没有比任何人更好。
If any of us this morning think that we are superior in any way above anyone else, we've lost sight of grace.
如果我们觉得我们在任何的地方有比别人强的话呢，我们就从恩典里面离开了。
We are all the same. We are born in sin. We love to sin. This is our nature.
我们的天然就是我们出生啊，就是一个带着罪性，我们也是一个犯罪的罪人。
It's our life.
那是我们的生命。
And only God can change that.
只有神能够改变这件事。
And the favor of God had come upon Mary as a young girl, even before her teenage years, and she responded to that grace.
在玛利亚还是在青少年的时期，神的恩典就临到她，她就蒙了这样的恩典。
In verse 35, we read, "The Holy Spirit will come upon her."
第三十五节，这边说到圣灵要临到你身上。
There has to be a humble spirit for the Holy Spirit to come upon.
必须要一个谦卑的灵，圣灵才能够临到。
The Holy Spirit cannot live in a garbage dump.
圣灵它不能临到一个垃圾桶。
The Holy Spirit can't live in a heart that's not single, that's not pure.
圣灵不能住在一个三心二意的心里头。
That doesn't mean that we do everything right.
不是说我们什么都做对了。
But the heart is pure, like Jacob's heart.
但是我们的心却必须要单纯，就像雅各的心。
Jacob's heart wanted one thing, the Messiah.
雅各的心他只要一件事，就是弥赛亚。
He wanted that as a young boy.
他从年轻的时候他就想要得着。
That's what the birthright meant. That's what the blessing was. It was the Messiah.
就长子的名分，他的意思就是讲到弥赛亚。
His mistake was he went at it the wrong way. He went at it his way.
他的错误乃是他跑错，他走错道路，他用他自己的方法。
But his heart was always the same. He just kept pursuing, pursuing.
但他的心却是一直都是一样的，他一直在那里追求。
And God could say, "Jacob, I love."
神可以说雅各是我所喜爱的。
With all of his conniving and with all of his cheating, God could deal with him.
他虽然是非常的狡猾，非常的欺诈别人，但是神可以来制作他。
Some of you have had the privilege of raising boys.
我们当中有一些人有这个特权呢，来养育男孩子。
And if you have had a number of boys, or two or three, you'll notice that their hearts are different.
如果我们养育两三个男孩，我们就知道他们的心都不太相同。
They all get into a lot of trouble.
他们都同样，他们都会有很多的麻烦。
But every once in a while, you'll see a heart that's tender.
但是你会看到有一个他的心可能是比较柔软
，a heart that's soft，
他的心是比较柔和的。
And they're always breaking something, spilling something, but there is remorse。
他们虽然常常都打破东西，或是弄倒了东西，但他们的心
，God
却是软。
You as a parent, you can deal with that。
如果你是父母，你能够来制作。
It's when there is an aloofness.A hardness, a sneakiness puts the parent on their knees. Lord, have mercy.
如果他们的心是非常刚硬的，是非常冷的，那你就只能跪在主面前。
Sometimes it's in the form of a confidence.
有些时候他是非常自信的。
In verse 38,
在第38节
Thank God, nothing will be impossible with God.
没有
Nothing will be impossible. 37. Nothing will be impossible with God.
神的话没有一句不带能力。
This is very encouraging today.
这非常激励我们。
All of us have warts blemishes, kinks in our soul.
我们每个人魂里面都有许多不好的问题。
We can be angry in one minute, and we can be very sentimental the next minute.
我们可能一会儿很生气，一会儿又非常的敏感。
But Mary had learned, and was learning all her life, in fact, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
玛利亚她一生她都经历到啊，知道这件事情，就是出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
And in verse 38 and 48, we see this word bond slave, love slave.
第三十八节和四十八节，我们看见就是这个使女，这个是像奴隶一样的。
Young people, the encouraging thing I think about this story as we look at it here in Luke 1 is that Mary was a teenager when all this was happening.
当我们看见这些事情发生在玛利亚身上的时候呢，她不过就是一个青少年。
And so even when she was in grade school, there was a softness towards spiritual things.
当她虽然还在这个好像求学的当中，她的那个心有一个柔软。
God was first.
神首。
That didn't mean that she was not a good student.
神是首先的，并不代表说他功课就不好。
Each one of you students should be the best in your class.
虽然如果你们都是学生的话，你们必应该是你们班上最好的学生。
Or put it more accurately, the best to your ability.
你们的能力应该是最好的。
But the question is this morning, where is your heart?
你的心在哪里呢？
Do you want to be like Mary and give a place for the Lord Jesus as Lord of your life? Or are you going to becomeOn the big screen.
你的心愿意像玛利亚一样尊主为大，让主在你心中有地位吗？还是你愿意走自己的道路？
What is your heart this morning? Is it to be popular?
你的心想要得着是什么呢？需要受欢迎吗？
Is it to be known?
是要被人知道吗？
Is it to be better than everyone else?
你是要比其他人都更好吗？
We all have to ask ourselves that.
我们都必须要问我们自己这样的问题。
I think this story is so appropriate just for the youth because you have the chance.
这个故事对我们非常的重要，因为我们有同样的机会。
We adults, and I'm just speaking for myself, have wasted many years.
对我们成年人来讲，我们都已经有许多的光阴都浪费掉了。
When I was your age, my life was not single, my heart was not single at all.
当我还像你们年轻的年纪的时候呢，我的心不单纯。
There were so many more things important than the Lord Jesus, even though I was saved, even though I was baptized.
虽然我已经信主我也受洗了，但是呢，在我心中有许多的事情比主耶稣还重要。
But I had not seen the importance of the Lord being Lord.
我还没有看见主，他应该是我的主。
In verses 42 to 45, we see that Mary had earned respect in her family.
第四十二到第四十五节，我们看见玛利亚在她的亲属当中，她也得到了那个尊敬。
How are we respected in our family?
我们怎么样子在我们家人当中尊敬
Does our family think we're just religious freaks?
我们是不是像那个宗教狂？
Do we care about the needs of our unsaved friends and family members?
我们是不是关怀那还未信的家人的需要，他们的救恩？
Do we think we're better than them?
还是我们觉得我们比他们
好？ They don't go to the meetings.
他们不参加聚会。
Well, they want us to come to this Christmas party.
那他们就是只要参加这个圣
诞节。I don't want to go to that party.
我不参加圣诞节的
There is this superior aura about us.
我们的灵里面有一种优越的一个想法。
Again, this is what made Jesus so different.
这实在是主耶稣是非常不同的。
He was comfortable with Matthew.
他
the tax collector,
他能够与税吏马太，他非常的自在的跟他相处。
He was very comfortable with the woman at the well who is on her sixth husband. How many of us would spend time with her?
他能够在井旁有六个丈夫的妇人，他能够与她相处。
Mary had found favor. Like her older, her superior, bowed down to her. Her older relative. Oh.
Okay. 玛利亚她的那个长辈，她亲属中的长辈，来向她表示尊敬。
And when I say bow down, she had respect for.
她乃是表达她的敬意。
It's something that Mary had obviously earned already as a teenager.
玛利亚在她年轻的时候，她就已经获得了这样的一个受尊敬。
She was a worshipper. Verse 46, 47, 49, 50 to 55. Her life is one of worship.
四十六节之后的几节，他告诉我们，玛利亚她乃是一个敬拜的人。
Worship is not just a theological word.
敬拜不是一个神学的。
Worship has right at the root of it two important things: thanksgiving and praise.
他的最根本的重要的地方就是感恩和赞美。
You know, sometimes you might feel like your heart is very cold when you come into the Lord's table.
有些时候你觉得来到主的饼杯面前你的心还非常冰冷。
It's impossible to be complaining and murmuring all week in our family and at work and then come in and say we're going to worship.
经过我们一周许多的困难麻烦，我们实在是没有办法来到主的面前来赞美来敬拜。
When you are giving and I are giving thanks all week to the Lord about everything that's happened, not understanding it,not even necessarily appreciating it. It might be pressure, but when we're giving thanks, there will be a thanksgiving heart on Sunday.
但我们不看这些环境，我们能够带着一颗感恩的心来到面前来敬拜神的时候，这是非常好的一件事。
Worship on Sunday comes from worshiping Monday through Saturday.
主日能够敬拜乃是从礼拜一到礼拜六，我们都能够在主的面前敬拜。
Mary's heart is just overflowing.
玛利亚的心是满意的。
Verse 49, a grateful heart.
第四十九节，她的心是非常喜乐的。
Verse 50, she knows God is a God of mercy, and she fears the Lord.
她知道神是怜悯的，并且玛利亚敬畏神。
She knows in verse 51 the power of the Lord.
她知道神的能力。
She also knows in verse 51 the judgment of the Lord.
第五十一节她也知道神的审判。
In verses 51 and 53 she knows the contrast between pride and a humble heart.
她也知道骄傲和谦卑的心。
She knows the ways of God, verses 48 to 55.
他知道神的道路。
She knows where help comes from, verse 54.
在第五十四节，他知道帮助是从哪里来的。
And in verse 55, she knows the promise and the purpose of God.
他知道神的应许和神的旨意。
The purpose of God is not just Mary, it's a people.
神的旨意不是光光是玛利亚，是这些人。
She is concerned aboutFrom Abraham's time all the way through.
他知道来从亚伯拉罕和他的后裔直到永远。
She understood that everything in this huge funnel is to be centered in Christ.
他知道这整个人类历史的这个漏斗的中心焦点乃是基督。
This was a humble girl. Humble means.
这是一位谦卑的人。
She would never make the paper.
她不会上报纸。
She would never be written up as something important.
她不会好像被记载下来说非常重要的。
But she had a heart that God could find a place of rest.
但是她却有一颗心，乃是神能够找着居
所。God chose her to put His Son.
神拣选了她，把她自己的儿子放在她里面。
It's no different today.
在今天也没有区别。
God is looking for hearts this morning to put His Son.
神也在我们当中寻找那颗心能够把他的儿子放到里面。
When his son is in us, we're changed.
当他的儿子进到我们里头，我们就被改变。
It's an exchanged life. It's not something in which we try to improve. This was what Jacob tried to do.
这是一个交换的生命，这乃不是一个我们自己想要改变的一个生命，像雅各一样。
Jacob was always trying to get the Messiah. He was always trying to get the blessing in his way.
雅各乃照着他自己的方法，一直想要来得着这个祝福，得着他想要。
It's very easy to think that by serving, by doing something, by coming to meetings, that will find God's approval.
我们很容易会想，我们来参加聚会，我们来服事，这样子我们就能够得着神的同意。
And that God can now give us His Son.
神就能够把他的儿子赐到我们里面。
It doesn't work that way.
它并不是那样子的。
It only when there is a heart like Mary.
只有当我们有一个像玛利亚的心。
An empty vessel.
是一个倒空的器皿。
One who have laid down all ideas, all plans.
他是完全的舍己，完全的倒空的。
So that God of the universe can bring His Son in.
那宇宙间独一的真神能够把他的儿子带进来。
Why Mary?
为什么是玛利亚
？Why not you and I?
为什么不是你和我
？It's God's will.
这是神的旨意。
It's not by doing.
不是借着我们做什么。
It's by repenting.
乃是借着悔改
It's by opening our hearts.
借着打开我们的心
It's by being available.
乃是叫我们能够让神工作在我们身上
It's by yielding.
乃是借着顺服
Surrendering.
投降我们自己
Presenting ourselves a living sacrifice.
把我们自己当作活祭来献给神
We are coming to the end of another year.
我们又来到年底。
What better way to begin even the new year than to give place for Christ to be birthed in us?
在一年新的开始，有什么样的事情比这件事情更重要？就是让基督能够居住在我们里面。
Allowing Him to grow up His life in us.
让他能够在我们里面来叫他的生命能够成长。
We have to deny ourselves. We have to be dead.
但我们必须要舍己。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we're thankful that you have given us your Son.
父，我们感谢你赐给我们你的儿子。
We're thankful that all through history, you've been able to find vessels.In which to carry on your line.
我们感谢你在人类的历史当中，你能够找到一个器皿，能够叫你的旨意成就。
That the heritage of God in Christ might be furthered.
你在基督里的产业能够赐给我们。
And once again this morning we give ourselves to you.
早晨我们再将我们自己来献给你。
Find a place.
你能够找到一个地方。
May Christmas be every day for us.
愿基督的降生成为我们每天的日子。
As we give room for you.
叫我们能够让你有居所。
There is no room in this world.
在这世界你找不着居所。
But this morning, Lord, we want to say that there is room in our hearts.
早晨我们愿意向你说，在我们心中有你的居所。
Come and abide in us.
来居住在我们里头。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We thank Him for the Lord's encouraging word this morning.
我们谢谢主所对我们说勉励的话。
I hope we consider what is our position before the Lord.
因为我们真是能够认识我们在主面前的地位。
Is the Lord outside the door knocking, or is He had a room in our